Subject, Geography, Class 3, Topic, India, the Land Surface. Hello children. India is the 7th largest country in the world. Most of you have travelled to different parts of India and have seen a variety of land surface. The first one that I'm going to discuss are the mountains. A mountain is a very high landmass with sloping sides and peaks, and some parts of our country have high mountains. If you refer to the physical map on page 29 of your textbook, you will see high mountains in the north, which are called the Himalayas. Some of the peaks of these mountains are covered with snow all through the year. The highest peak in the world is also in the Himalayas, that is Mount Everest. There are some mountains also in the central and southern parts of India, which are lower in height and are called the hills. Example, Aravalli Hills in central India and Nilgiri Hills in the south. Next, we come to the plains. If you look at the map of India on page 30, you will see that many parts of our country are plains. They lie to the south of the Himalayas and also along the sea coast. The northern plains are very hot in summer and very cold in winter. Many rivers flow through these plains and make them very fertile. Some of the important rivers of these plains are the Ganga, Yamuna, Brahmaputra, Krishna, Kaveri, the Mahanadi and the Godavari. Now we come to the peninsula. The southern part of a country looks like a cone in shape. It is surrounded by seas and ocean on three sides. This type of land is called a peninsula. You can refer to the map on page 31. Now we come to plateaus. In the southern part of India, some of the land is higher than the surrounding land but has a flat surface. Such a land is called a plateau, and the plateau region in southern India is called the Deccan Plateau. The land in the Deccan Plateau is rocky, hard and uneven. Next are the desert. Some parts of our country are covered with sand. A sandy land is called a desert. This type of land is found in the northwestern of the country and is known as the Thar Desert. The area is hot and dry and has very little rainfall. There are no permanent rivers and very few plants grow here. Cactus is the only plant found in abundance. The camel is an important means of transport in the desert. Now we come to the water bodies. The southern part of India, which looks like a cone, has water bodies on three sides. The Arabian Sea lies on the west, the Bay of Bengal along the eastern coast, and the Indian Ocean to the south of the cone. Next, we come to the islands. An island is a piece of land surrounded by water on all the sides. There are two groups of islands in India. The Arabian Sea has a group of islands which is called the Lakshadweep Islands, and the other group of islands which is in the Bay of Bengal is called the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Now we come to the climate. We have read that land surface is not the same throughout India. In the same way, climate is also different. The mountains have cold climate throughout the year. In North India, the summers are very hot and dry and winters are cold. And in the coastal plains, it is neither very hot nor very cold. Thank you, children.